You're listening to WISO News at WISO.org and on NPR One. I'm Jerry Kenney. Time for Graduating Latino, our series on education for Latino students in the Miami Valley. It's part of the National American Graduate Initiative in partnership with Think TV. Plenty of students who identify as Latino have lived in the U.S. since they were little. They speak English and know the culture well. In some cases, it's really the parents who struggle with language and culture. WISO's Lewis Wallace has this profile of one Dayton mother, Nube, who's reached the limit of what she can do to help her kids.
Nube's trying to get her kids out the door to school. Her 6-year-old comes running down the stairs. Her 15-year-old is up in the bedroom getting dressed. Nube's not even 5 feet tall. No one here is, but they fill up the kitchen, bustling around, trying to eat and get ready. This compact woman with a wide smile came a long way to Dayton. We're not using Nube's full name for her protection. Her story starts in 1997 when she left Ecuador to immigrate here. She speaks English for some of our conversation.
The life in my country is very hard. That's why we come.
Even though she was trained as a nurse, she was barely scraping by. So after her husband went to the U.S.,
he waiting for me in New York.
He called and convinced her to join him. The trip from Ecuador to the U.S. border took months. A lot of it was on foot. And then she got caught by immigration twice, trying to cross the river into the U.S.
But in the third time, that nobody else catching me and come here.
The third time worked.
This finally.
But all this was nothing, she says. All immigrants go through this.
All immigrants pass same thing me, like me. So everybody doing same things before. Sometimes other people is more hard for doing pass the border. People die doing that. People disappear in the border.
Her trials weren't over after the border crossing. Nube met up with her husband, and they moved to Cincinnati and had 2 daughters. But when the girls were still little, he beat her up so badly she was hospitalized. Multiple bones broken in her leg.
After that, my life changed physically and emotionally.
Her leg has never fully recovered, and neither has her heart, she says. Her husband disappeared, maybe afraid of being caught and deported. It's hard for her to talk about.
I can talk to you, Marcos. It's hard for me when I remember. I try and forget this thing. Forget forever.
I am trying to forget about this forever. She and the girls came to Dayton for the calm, the tranquility, and the schools. These days, her problems are more mundane. Getting the girls to school, going to work. The biggest trouble, she says, is just the fact that her English isn't great. Now she's speaking in Spanish through a translator.
No entiendo cómo puedo ayudar a hacerles la tarea.
She can't help the kids with their homework after about the 5th grade, and there's a culture clash. Ecuador is really different.
El pueblo donde yo vengo es muy conservador. Entonces, las chicas tenemos que estar en la casa.
She says her village is very conservative. Girls are expected to stay in the home there. But here, she says, girls have more freedom. And her girls want to be a part of this culture, which causes conflict and problems at home.
Ese es el problema que siempre estamos encontrando.
Nube feels outside of it all. Her girls' lives, the schools.
Bueno, a mí me interesaría mucho que las escuelas en Dayton se informaran un poco de la cultura.
I just wish the schools in Dayton would inform themselves a little bit about our culture, she says. But now both the older girls are at the Dayton Early College Academy. When they started there, an advisor who speaks Spanish came to their house to see Nube, and that meant a lot.
Yo estoy feliz que ella vaya. Me da más confianza.
I was happy she came, Nube says. It gives me more confidence speaking to someone who's bilingual and knows our culture. But all these struggles, the trip here, the bad relationship, the language, the culture clash, are on Nube's shoulders alone. She's been by herself since her most recent boyfriend, the father of her youngest daughter, got deported a few years ago. The one thing she does for herself all week, she says, is when she goes to English classes.
This is the best thing I'm doing. You know, my day is very busy every day. But when I'm going to the school, I'm feeling like when I'm teenage.
Nube wants legal status. She would have applied for the recent deportation relief ordered by President Obama, but that was put on hold by the courts. It would let her go back to school, get qualified to be a nurse in this country. Right now, though, it's all about the kids. She's pleased they're doing well in school. The oldest just got into college. Nubes just got to get them there every day. Everyone piles into the minivan. The six-year-old is carrying breakfast, a bowl full of bright pink yogurt. They sit still in the back while Nube jumps out to scrape the windshield. It's unexpectedly cold this morning. Now it's 45 minutes of driving around before she heads to work, cleaning hotel rooms. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.
American Graduate is a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Find graduating Latino stories and photos on our website at WYSO.org.